Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. One of the main goals of this podcast is to help you, the listener, learn to see life from a different point of view. Life is an amazing gift, but life, if we're being honest, is littered with moments of pain. I'm talking physical pain, emotional pain, mental pain, relational pain. As long as we're being honest here, life has more than its fair share of sorrow and suffering. At times, life just honestly doesn't seem fair. Today, I get to share a story that I've not shared with very many people concerning the recording of the final two tracks of my worship recording, Let It Rain. I think you're going to be blessed by the way these tracks came together. After you hear today's story, you'll have a better understanding of why I believe God loves me so massively and why I think He just really, really likes me. How else can I explain the goodness of God so evidently on display in my life in spite of all I have been through and in spite of all I now face? It's true. I've been knocked down a few times in life, haven't we all? I've dealt with many painful issues, just like you. I've dealt with the struggle to find my true identity, sexual and otherwise, but I found it in Christ. I have dealt with moments of betrayal and abandonment. I have grieved the loss of friends and loved ones. I have battled episodes of depression and endured episodes of all-out panic attacks. I've even endured very real moments of persecution as a direct result of my faith in Jesus Christ. And to top it all off, I'm currently battling Parkinson's disease, which, by the way, is certainly not a walk in the park by any means. I say this knowing full well the seriousness of my disease. But going through Parkinson's with God makes Parkinson's feel more of an inconvenience or an annoyance than a physical malady. In spite of all those painful moments of life, I can honestly say this: life is good. And I can honestly say I am in no way a victim. I am a victor. John 8:32 tells us that we will know the truth and the truth will set us free. I say all that to say this: the purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this, and I say it every week, but I'll repeat it until the day I die, because it is the truth. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. Guess what? He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the awesome story behind my song, You Come Raining, from the worship recording, Let It Rain. This particular song came to me way back on May 19th of 1992. I remember the spring rains had begun to fall in May of 1992. Little did we know that there would be very few days without rain that year, well on into September and October. As I watched the rain come down that year, I was experiencing some dryness in my life. It was so like the Holy Spirit to show me that He could be raining all around me, but I would be dry unless I stepped out into the rain. As a deer thirsts after the water, a deer must search out the water. He must go to where the water is to have his thirst quenched. Because of all the water and rain-related songs I was receiving that year, I felt I was to record a new worship collection and call it Let It Rain. If you've heard my story, you know that the music of the Christian band, Second Chapter of Acts, played a key role in my deliverance and salvation. God specifically used the music written by big sister of this amazing trio and band, Annie Herring, to literally save my life on more than one occasion during my years of personal struggle. She had such an impact upon my life and ministry that Melinda and I named our second child, a daughter, Annie, in honor of Annie Herring. Annie Herring was, and remains to this day, a personal hero of mine. She just does. When it came time to record my song, You Come Raining, I kept hearing in my heart what it might sound like if I were able to sing the song as a duet with Annie Herring. Only a couple of years prior to this, Annie had recorded one of my songs, We Will Worship the Lamb of Glory, so I decided to ask her if she would consider recording a duet with me. I reasoned the worst she could say was no, and at least I would have an answer. Well, guess what? She said yes. A couple of weeks later, Melinda and I drove down to Lindale, Texas, where we were met by my producer, Ken Sarkey, at Easter Song Studio, where so much of my favorite music was recorded. Annie and her producer husband, Buck, welcomed us into their home and gave us a tour of their home, and the adjoining bus garage and the studio, and we had our pictures taken together and also got a photo of Annie Herring with my daughter, her namesake, Annie Jernigan. She regaled us with stories of being on the road with her sister and brother and how the song "We Will Worship the Lamb of Glory" should have been her song. She had even publicly shared the story that the only reason God gave it to me was because I had gotten up earlier than her that day that the song was received. That made me laugh so much, and for many years to come. It still does to this day. There have actually been so many times when I've led worship using that song, and countless times when people have told me they really loved the way I used that Annie Herring song in worship. I've even had conversations with many who swear Annie wrote the song because she, like I said, told the story in concerts of her own that the song should have come to her, but Dennis Jernigan got up earlier than her that day. I stopped trying to correct people after a while, I just did, but I get a kick out of stuff like that. She also knew how much Keith Green means to me. She led me into the piano recording booth in her studio and showed me a 9-foot grand piano. She said, "Sit down and play something." I, of course, broke into playing one of her songs, and she replied, "You play that better than I do." I continued to play while we talked, and she said, "How do you do that? Play and carry on a conversation at the same time." I said, "I don't know, I just do." And she simply said, "Well, I can't do that, and I don't see how you do it." And then she said something amazing. She asked a question, "Guess whose piano you are playing?" I told her I thought it was hers. She said, "No, this is Keith Green's piano. Melody asked me to watch over it until she's ready for it to come home." In that moment, I felt I had died and gone to heaven. I was talking with one of my life's greatest heroes while playing the piano of another of my life's greatest heroes. How good is God? How much does He love me? Enough about that. This song has taken on a new meaning for me as God has allowed me to sing it with Annie Herring, one whom God used to change my life forever. While my producer Ken readied the 2-inch reel of tape in the control room, Annie and I settled into a small vocal booth with 2 mics separating us. Both had what are called pop screens, or vocal filters or windscreens on them. These are simple cloth-covered circular shields placed between the singer and the mic to reduce vocal pops made by certain consonants, especially those made by words starting or ending with the letter P. The ones I had always used were black. Annie's were purple. I thought, how girly, how cool, I guess. And I noticed they had been stretched over the circular frame and secured to the filter's frame by Band-Aids. I asked Annie about why she chose purple and why they were held on by Band-Aids, and she began to laugh hysterically. She said, "These are not your normal pop screens. These are a pair of my pantyhose stretched over the frames and tied off with Band-Aids. We needed new covers and found those to work just as well as any we would buy at a music store." I said, "So you're telling me I am singing through a purple pop screen made of one of my hero's previously worn hose?" Again, she just laughed hysterically. I've heard it said by many through the years, don't meet your heroes because they will let you down. Hearing her tell me about her purple hose so matter-of-factly made me understand how real she was and how down-to-earth she was, and she set my nervous heart at ease as we prepared to sing through the song. We listened through the song once, and I made suggestions of what I wanted her to sing. She tried everything I asked of her and made suggestions of her own. When we had our plan all mapped out, we sang through the song, and it felt as if she had known the song all along. She worshipped, and she made me feel at home. And what I came away with was a duet with one of my heroes I will cherish forever. All I can say is, thank you, Lord, for using Annie Herring as a vessel to pour out your living water to me when the desert was about to consume me. And thank you for letting me be poured out with her in this song. Listeners, let's do this. Let's take the next few minutes and allow the Lord to plunge us deeply into His presence as we listen to the song, you come reigning, and let him reign in you.
Each day the desert grows hotter, and relief is nowhere to see. As a deer thirsts after the water, my soul, Lord, thirsts after thee.
When sin brings sorrow and suffering to drown me in my own grief, I thirst for pure living water and treasure each drop of relief.
You come reigning.
My heart's unstained.
You come reigning with wave upon wave of your love. You sweep over me.
Isaiah 41, verses 17 through 18 says this: The poor and needy are seeking water, but there is none, and their tongues are parched with thirst. I, the Lord, will answer them myself. As the God of Israel, I will not abandon them. I will open rivers on the bare heights and springs in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land fountains of water. Guys, the living water of Jesus Christ has been life to me since a second chapter of Acts concert way back on November 7th of 1981. During the course of the past 40 years and beyond now, God has allowed me to record so many albums. One of my favorites of all those albums is this collection called Let It Rain, which contains today's song, You Come Raining. Each song from this collection has a water-related theme of some sort, like rain or cleansing or quenching of thirst, the ocean, a river, or baptism, and so much more than I can even share here. During the course of many months it took to record this album, it rained almost every single day. The day we finished recording the collection, our daughter, Raina, was born. For so many reasons, God has used this particular album to bring refreshment to my soul through the years. Without my many friends who donated their time and talent, the recording itself, Let It Rain, would not even exist. And here are a few inside bits of info you might find interesting about the making of Let It Rain. I arranged and conducted all the live strings just because I felt I was supposed to. That's the only time I've ever done that on a recording, and I loved it. Mark Taylor and Ken Sarkey and I came up with the majority of background vocal ideas. Ken Sarkey took my feeble piano and vocal tracks and added the magic of his amazing production artistry and made it sound awesome. In fact, many of the watery sound effects were recorded by Ken during actual rainstorms, and the placing of a mic near a flowing stream and the sound of a person plunging into the water replicated by recording a large rock splash as he threw it into a nearby lake. And it was Ken who had the keen ear to hear how several of the songs would actually work together in a most unique way. He produced the end piece of the entire recording that we called the Grand Reprise. Here is that reprise. As you listen, see how many different songs you can name from the recording Let It Rain. You can always rewind and listen again. Here we go.
Oh, nobody fills my heart like Jesus. Nobody thrills me like you do. Oh, nobody fills my heart like Jesus. Nobody, Lord, but you.
I don't know about you, but I have loved today's podcast. And by the way, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful, amazing wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. To help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's another way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. Join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship at All in All Church. Just go to facebook.com/TheRealDennisJernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it in your calendar right now. Worship with All in All Church first Wednesday of each month at facebook.com/TheRealDennisJernigan. And if you don't mind, would you take a few seconds and leave me a review wherever you happen to be listening to the Dennis Jernigan podcast? It really does help increase listeners when you leave those reviews, and that would mean a lot to me. Now, don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind. You can also get copies of my latest book, The Middle of Nowhere, which details some of my journey through the most difficult times of my life, including my current battle with Parkinson's. I also have two fantasy book series for young readers. I have several children's books, several devotional books, and even a novel called The Short Life. You can check them all out at Amazon.com. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan podcast. I've had a blast today. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can always go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, You Come Reigning, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And if you get nothing else from today's podcast, get this. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.